first, congrats on the win. Second, just what are your takeaways from that performance?
That was really a road win, if you want to call it a road win. No, cool environment here, you got to say, and it's another great test for us to see if we can just put a performance together that gets us the result we want. So I thought we started pretty shaky. Happy, I felt we did pull it together enough that we have an opportunity to upgrade tomorrow. I feel like we got somewhere, we got closer to our game near the end, and I think we'll have a cool ability to really learn from today.
What do you think, you know, led to the shaky play early, and then I guess what did you say in the locker room after the first period? It seemed like you guys came out a lot better in the second.
Thanks,
nice
to see you.
Yeah,
good job.
Yeah, I think the thing is, it doesn't matter where you are in the standings in Hockey East, like, everyone's good, and everyone just has a different style and set of strengths, and I think this team is a unique one, and as much as you pre-scout it, until you feel their speed, until you feel their ability to compete, you know, it's hard to really replicate that. Like, a tough opponent in a completely different way than a Holy Cross, so I think the more that we realize that and have confidence in our ability to respond, the more we'll, I think, adjust quicker. But we made that adjustment, and just got to be willing to play different styles of games.
When to kind of burst forward to go for a running goal, first, like, versus being safe? Is that more just something kind of feel out and kind of just like vibes?
Yeah, no master plan other than that. The message is always, let's go get a shorty.
Really?
I think just having that mindset gives you a purpose versus playing on your heels. So that's always been our approach in 5-on-5 and especially on the kill. Yeah. We have some kind of norms and rules around when's the most effective time to go when you have your chances, how do you do it early in your shift, all that kind of stuff. We've built out those things that I think help us be predictable to each other, but the mindset's always
I'm pretty sure on one of the power plays you guys had, I saw 3D on it once. I frankly, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if I've seen that from you guys this year or frankly at all. I just kind of, what goes into that and why is that the choice there?
Yeah, I think the general answer philosophically is you're constantly trying to put players into a unit where you can take advantage of the fact that you have an extra player. And so the skills obviously are ability to pass, make passes off first touch, shoot off the pass, all those kind of things, right? And sometimes when you look at D, when you have those skill sets that have that poise, the ability to open up and make plays both ways and facilitate, figure why not try? So it's been pretty cool. They've had some pretty early success, so we'll see where it goes.
You know, Reagan said that her most impressive part of the performance against Holy Cross was the body contact. Obviously, there were some pretty big hits today, too. You also mentioned it in the midweek call. Like, what are some of the things that they did specifically, like, over the break to stay in shape for these first two games?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think their overall professionalism and maturity is showing through. Like, there's the element of working hard, but, like, working smart. And I think they've learned how to use their resources. How do you take an active recovery day? And you don't need to go all out, but how do you make sure your body's ready? So I think they have had a lot of growth in that, which allowed us to come back. And it was practice one. Felt like a game. Just when I thought they couldn't practice any better, they got better. And I truly think that if you don't practice that way, there's no way you're ready to go until at least period three in a game like that. Yeah. And they just get themselves ready.
Looked like there was some strong forechecking out of you guys today. Just kind of what did you see in that area of the ice?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I think it was when we got it going, it was the best part of our game. And I think tomorrow we'll look for moments we can really upgrade on that offensively and keep that sustained puck possession time. But I felt just the spacing, the pressure reads, dictating where we want them to go, I felt we were pretty effective for sure, and I think it was a big part of our success today.
Why are the Milkies moved, like, separated from the lines, and then how are they different when they're not playing together?
Well, your second question kind of answers the first, because I think we all want to know all the layers to that answer, right? And we're starting to get some of that, which is really cool. And I think kudos to our team that we have the bandwidth and to be able to take a risk like that. But also I told them I'm not doing my job if we don't try to make it even better. Like, we already know it works, so you always know you can go back to it. So I think wanting to do what's best by them, what's best by our team, find combinations that work, and how do we take two amazingly skilled players and make four other players even better versus keeping them together? And we're just open-minded, and they've really settled in. Lou has really stepped up. We've seen Lily and Luke impact the game in two completely different ways. So it's been really cool.
What impressed you most about each of them today? Obviously, they both scored.
Yeah, Lou is really such a playmaker, a little bit more soft puck skills in tight spaces. But she's really added a compete level to our game that's making her effective and make her really dynamic. I really like that line together, actually, where she is. And Lily is just so strong. And I know being a center, you have to be, but just so effective with her contact and ability to make plays out of battles and face-offs, obviously. So obviously very similar, but there's subtle nuances that kind of show through.
Yeah, I have two more of it, sorry. The first goal was kind of looked like Vermont got caught in a bad change. You've obviously talked about how important changes are for you guys a lot more early in the season. So I guess can you talk a little about changes and how you felt they've been since kind of that early in the season?
I feel so grateful, and I don't want to jinx it. I haven't had to use the word in the last 2 weeks. And that's the first time in the year and a half I've had this job. And I think it's a testament to our leaders. It's a testament they feel the benefit. And now we can just talk about so many other things. But they really, even today when it wasn't perfect, it still wasn't bad. It never hurt us, right? I think we could do it even better to build more momentum, but we never took it away with our changes. So, I think you saw it, and it's a part of our game that if we can make that just the backbone, then we're going to have a lot of fun.
And then Callie was excellent tonight again. Second game in a row where she kind of looks like she's kind of getting back into that early season groove. Can you talk about her and her performance today and just kind of how important it is that she's playing this well at this point in the season?
Unbelievable. Just such confidence, such poise on the top of her crease, rebound control, playing the puck, crucial. They have a heavy forecheck when they get going, so she was our extra defender out there making passes. She's been remarkable, and I think we got to reflect on her first half. Like, what a cool year. She's faced every different style of game, I think, that we could have thrown at her, and that's us in front of her. That's a team that's growing. That's a team that you expect to get 40 shots against Minnesota. You don't expect to give up only 9 against BC, right? So it's been pretty cool to see. I think as a goalie, you get to learn our team as much as the opposite. You know, you learn what style of chances do we give up. When we start well, are we going to suffocate teams or are we going to open the door, right? So I think that part is cool and a testament to her professionalism and curiosity that she's settling in and being able to adapt in every style of game.
Yeah, last thing for me, like now that you kind of off the line changes, what are some of the things you guys are talking about a lot now?
Yeah, I think our contact was good tonight. It was a little rough around the edges, though. I think we can be way more effective with it to create offense. We're really honing in on how do we transition through the neutral zone. We're adding different nuances, even out of our puck retrievals on our breakouts, those first touches.
Yeah.
But I think those were really the biggest things. And they provided a unique strategy that allowed us to lean into some things we haven't talked about in a while, which was cool.
You mean Vermont?
Yeah. They had a couple different strategies unique in our league that we don't see a lot. So it really allowed us to work on some things that we haven't really talked about in a while. And I think the puck management, upgrading our plays offensively and sustaining that time, I think will be the next step.
How important is it, just like today, for example, when, you know, the offense really isn't pushing, but you're seeing a lot of shots early? How important is it to, you know, kind of get in that groove early?
Yeah, I think playing the puck early is important, just to feel the puck. And just getting, when I get those shots, controlling the rebounds is important. Just so I feel good and the team feels good. They know I can keep the puck. But yeah, it's important, obviously, just to get your eyes on it early because you want to get those first few shots to get the confidence for the team up.
What are some of the challenges that come from a road trip like this? I just want to longer ones in your overnight as well.
Yeah. Road trips are definitely tough because it's new barn and the bus ride and bus legs and all that. But we're used to it, and we're used to getting like gritty road wins. Like, that's one of our things we talk about in the locker room, is like getting that road win. It's tough, and it's sometimes it's not pretty, but like, we're still capable of getting it. So this one felt good for us tonight, and we're ready for tomorrow.
It was clearly a switch after the first period. You guys seemed to pick it up. Just what were the coaches saying in the locker room in between?
Yeah. One of our biggest things was that we just need to calm down and play our game. I think we were running around a little bit too much in the first and trying to do each other's jobs. So once we started in the second, just to calm down and like play our style of hockey, like simple and what we know how to do, we cleaned it up a lot.
I know, like, the players debriefing with each other is big, too, for you guys. Like,
yeah.
Who are some of the, like, louder voices today, especially?
Yeah, obviously, the other captains do a great job. Maggie, Julia, and Tam, they lead the way for us. And Lindsay Bachna has done a great job, too, our grad student. But, yeah, a lot of the upperclassmen have done a great job. Some of the underclassmen have definitely taken more of a voice, which is important because we want to hear from everyone. But definitely the upperclassmen have been leading the way in, like, our debriefs.
you know, if you look at the hockey standings, right, like, it's, like, UConn, BC, Northeastern, and top four, and then a huge gulf to the rest. Mm-hmm. Against those, like, lower six teams, you guys haven't lost yet.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges that come with playing against a team like this, and also, like, how have you guys been able to win every game except for the tie?
Still great teams. Like, we still have great games against them, but it's important not to take anyone lightly. So it's just, like, honestly focusing ourselves. Like, that's a big thing that Tara preaches, is just playing our game and focusing on ourselves and not really worrying too much about our opponent. Like, we just focus on us.
What's hard about Vermont?
They're really quick, and they're a really gritty team. They're a great team, for sure. Like, that was a great game today. It was really fast, for sure, and it was fun to play in. But, yeah, definitely a really gritty team, and they work really hard. So, yeah.
Looking back, kind of, you know, with when Mari was missing time, is there a difference to, like, your mentality or, like, your preparation knowing that you're going to be playing every game?
Honestly, no. I just try to be myself, and I've been through a lot in my career in my younger years, and I've been through injury and taking my spot away, so I've been through a lot of adversity, so I kind of, like, know what it takes, and it's, like, I'm ready for it. Like, I've put in the work, and, yeah, my head's in the right space.
I guess lastly, like, what did you see on the goal that you conceded at the end there?
Yeah, I did not see the release on that.
Yeah.
I kind of caught me off guard, and because there was a bunch of traffic out front. Yeah. It was kind of a weird shot, like a flutter puck. But I honestly did not see the release. So weird goal, but still won. So
if I could just add one more off that, how do you kind of navigate, you know, trying to search for the puck when it's kind of busy in front of the net?
Yeah, it's definitely hard. It's one of the hardest things about playing goalie with 10 people in front of you sometimes. So. Yeah, I work a lot on that, actually. That's one of my things Brett and I work on a lot, our screens and tips. It's sometimes you just can't do anything about it, honestly. Like, you can try all you want, but you just can't see the puck, and that's part of the game. So.